them girls loose, loose. You'll get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world.
Nathan's girl, the notorious VIC, bringing on the third member of our team, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, let me just get right down to it right now, because we've been having, you'd think we had some Italian food in here. We've been having a little bit of a debate. The Browns go up. How did you feel when the Browns went up 12 with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left?
I was so dumb, I tweeted out, game over.
See? You step on the throat there. That's a great thing. They had a great drive, 90-yard drive. It's on the defense. You got to stop them. And Orton recover an onside kick and did, stop him again.
You did really. Your bio says you played for the Patriots, and I think you actually knew this guy, Tom Brady. Right?
Yeah, and he felt that way. Mind, exactly. In the back of my mind, I knew it was possible because – real talk, we do, when I was with the Patriots, we practiced those scenarios, yeah. So I was not surprised by the fact they were able to pull it off, because Bill literally, sometime in the offseason, he'll practice the worst-case scenarios and play them out, and during the course of the season, he goes through it. So that's why you saw a team that wasn't even fazed about the situation, because they practice it on a regular basis. But I was with you, Nate, and thinking that, you know what, this thing is over.
All right, I don't care that you're with Nate, because Robin Ramsey just tweeted this. RAMZ5 says, I was with you, meaning me. I don't like Brady, but I respect his play and knew he could hurt us. But this is what she adds. My husband was popping champagne with Nathan, however. So just so I understand there's two views on this, but at least there were some smart people like Robin.
Well,
who
let me add this
me.
Too. This is a fact that they showed apparently during the game on the broadcast. New England had not recovered an onside kick in 20 years.
In 100 right. years?
20 years.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's good that we broke that streak. So what,
it's another
what
reason
other,
that we.
What other it. Thoughts besides your naivete, like Nathan's, Gerard, about the ending there, did you have about this game?
Well, you know what? Going into the game, I gave the Browns no chance whatsoever. I was saying that this score was going to be a blowout, and it was obviously not that. So very impressed with how the football team as a collective responded to the adversity of the week, dealing with whether or not Jason Campbell or Haney would be the quarterback, and then just playing good football for, 58 minutes and some change? So that was impressive, and I thought this team had quit, and they were already thinking about palm trees and
yes.
umbrella drinks in some warm weather locale, but that was not the case. These guys show that they do respect the idea of being in the NFL, and they see it as a privilege and not a right. So I was very impressed with that, and there's something to build from this loss, because if anything they could take from it is that, hey, you can go toe-to-toe with one of the best in the business. You should have pulled the win out. Obviously, you did not.
Yeah, and the fact that the way that they gave away, and many people feel that they gave away the Jacksonville game to come back a week later and show this kind of pride in Foxborough, that says a lot to me about the coaching staff and the veteran leaders and even the way that the young guys are responding at this point in the season.
Right, and that's something to build upon. Now, the interesting thing would be how they respond to Chicago. If they come out here and pull out a victory, that lets me know that things are going in the right direction, because we lost to Jacksonville, but right now Jacksonville's a hot team, and the Browns want to have the last three games be victories so you can go into the offseason with something to build upon. And I say it all the time, they remember what you do last, that being Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner and Rob Chudzinski. So guys who want to be on this team and be a part of this rebuild that I do believe is going to take place, show up like you did last week. Just close the deal, and that will help your cause big time.
Jay, you can speak to this from the player perspective. This feels a lot less like a loss than a typical Monday after a loss does feel, right? We all agree on that. But balancing the lingering part of this, how maddening it was, versus getting ready for a game in 30 seconds or less, how do you think they respond?
I think they respond by having confidence being built, Vic and Nathan. And they're saying to themselves, you know what, we went toe-to-toe with these guys and we gave this one away. We really are a good-to-decent football team if we do it for four full quarters on all phases playing together. And I think if they have that and realize that, you'll see a change for the better.
He is Gerard Cherry, and stay tuned here on ESPN 850 WKNR, because he's coming up with Bruce Hooley on Hooley and Gerard following this show, and going to have more interesting insights and thoughts on what happened yesterday in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Thank you, Gerard. We also want to thank Doug Deacon and Tom Withers for being part of our roundtable, which is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Also want to thank for being on this show Chris Obanaya with Jameer Howerton inside the locker room. Guys, appreciate that. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, for all his work. Thank you. And Megan Rock for tweeting during the show and putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, the very popular, much read piece on our ClevelandBrowns.com website. That'll be up a little later today. I enjoyed that. You know what, Nathan? I surprisingly, this was a better Monday than I thought it would be. Because we got to hang out and talk about
it.
It was good therapy, wasn't it?
It feels a lot better. It just feels a lot better. It feels different. And I think that came through in the tweets, the phone calls, and everything. It feels different, and now you want to see a build on this against the Chicago Bears this Sunday.
Remember, I will be out at the Liberty Ford dealership tomorrow in Maple Heights, so come see me during the show, 11 to 3. I'll be there. Nathan will be here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, but we will still give you the best top-quality show that you've come to expect right here from Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And for Nathan Segura, I am Vic Carucci saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Not a moral victory, but a tolerable loss.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.